Thank you for the introduction. Again, yes, Addison Hoover, Senior Director for Client Development at Docent Health. Also on the bridge today, I'm joined by our President and Co-Founder, Royal Tuthill. I appreciate everyone's time. I know we've provided some materials already, but we're hoping to spend the next maybe 10, 15 minutes just to dive a bit deeper into the problem that Docent Health has been addressing, the solution we've built, and ultimately what we think is the future of modern member experience design. For those that are new, I know I see some familiar faces on the call today, but by way of background, Docent Health was established just shy of 5 years ago. We're a Boston-based VC-backed technology and services company focused on the ultimate goals of improving stickiness, positively influencing member choice and behavior, competitively differentiating offerings that we support, and you know, last but not least, elevating member outcomes. I don't think what I'm going to start with in terms of the problem statement is going to strike anyone as radical or new. You know, healthcare has made tremendous investments in a variety of realms, created more opportunities to engage with both members and patients today. I think we'd all agree there's been an explosion in the number of services and apps and programs, channels, sites of care. There are also a ton of different brands that are in between you and your subscribers. Creates a challenging environment for members who struggle to find and navigate everything that's appropriate and available to them. And the data is pretty convincing of this problem, right? You know, half of all of our patient members in the U.S. healthcare system churn each year. Only about a third of healthcare consumers report feeling engaged in their experience. The AMA came out with a piece of research earlier this year talking about, you know, in terms of waste as a result of mishandled or poorly coordinated experiences, you know, the U.S. sees about $78 billion in annual waste. Fragmentation is a real problem, and it's getting worse. And the more brands we add, the more confusing it gets, the harder it is to navigate, the more likely a member or a patient sees a subpar experience. And it's resulting in a race to own customer relationships. New entrants are coming in. That's why you see employers partnering with companies like, you know, an Accolade. And Docent stands firm that we think there's a better approach. Over the 4.5 years of our company's existence, we've asked ourselves, what would it look like if there was a consumer-centric air traffic control system for our health plan and health system partners? What if we could take those moments of friction in a given experience and smooth them out and actually integrate and map the resources that you've invested into to the needs and goals and personas of the members in your ecosystem? These are the types of questions we've been asking and thinking about it in the context of a longitudinal journey. So as a member is transitioning through states of being a prospective enrollee to actually onboarding to then maybe being a full member to patient experience, what does a system look like and what assets does it need to have to be able to cater and individualize support to that, you know, a member on their own, but at large as well to the entire population under your purview? And I think ultimately at the core of this question is, you know, what would it look like if we could democratize member navigation? And that's what Docent Health has done. And we believe firmly that we've built a really forward-thinking and one-of-a-kind platform that's unlocking the capacity to deliver that type of democratized member experience. So this is our platform. I'll spend just a moment or two talking about DHP or the Docent Health platform. It's an AWS cloud-based tool built on a services-oriented architecture that really is focused on empowering human-centric and digitally enabled navigation services. I'll pause and make sure I reiterate too that this is both a technology and a service offering that's white labeled. It's meant to be an embedded part of your offering. And that platform that we speak of is both the technology system that we've designed, the code and the AI infrastructure, as well as an optional sort of a care extender model where we white label hospitality trained team members to help support and extend the accountable offering in terms of service that you provide to your members today. Kind of just walking left to right quickly through the platform, we've got a toolkit of communication that runs primarily through text, but also is empowering of phone and email communications. To be certain, today for all of our deployments, about 8 or 9 of 10, every communication we have is over text. And of those, about 90% are automated through the Docent Health platform. So what you're seeing is multilingual support with a degree of intelligence backing and supporting the communication channels, actually sort of automating activity creation, and then providing that degree of personalization at scale by using the platform as sort of the medium or conduit for managing all of those communications. As we move further, when we think about the actual patient or member record, we've used a bunch of intelligence layers in the code to procure and then package information in really creative and new ways. So taking information, whether it's from formal integrations to an EMR or a CRM, or as basic as using an Enroll 5 file or member satisfaction surveys, we're taking this information, aggregating it, and then really beginning to stitch it together with member preferences. A nuance around social determinants of health, whether this is someone who's maybe shopping or is recently enrolled and is now at the stage of onboarding, and then mapping those elements directly back to the investments you've made, the resources and services you have in your ecosystem, is really, I think, the workflow secret sauce that Docent Health has built into its tech platform. And then as we get into sort of the recommendation engine and these digital pathways, these last two pieces are helping to build sort of the robust care coordination infrastructure, bringing sort of those elements into modern times with a number of sophisticated activity management and workflow management tools. And all of this sits in, Clear Data, HIPAA, HITRUST, SOC compliant ecosystem. We're really proud about what we've delivered to the marketplace in terms of expedited bring live timelines. I'll talk in a moment a little bit about what that looked like for our partners in Center Health, Aetna, but really trying to work with our strategic partners to minimize the IT heartburn and put ourselves in a position where we can compress the implementation timeline. So that's a little kind of the tech background. And we think about sort of communication, personalization, and then the coordination elements. Those are what allow us to start providing a more high touch experience at scale. And so I plugged in a little bit here in terms of sort of Docent Health's pricing model. We do have a one-time implementation fee, but we're really tracking towards just a PMPM once we're fully live. And then, if you think about, have we put this technology in place, we begin to empower service teams in this ecosystem, what are the types of results we see as we begin to turn on that offering? And when we think about subscribers or patients, again, the value coming back to experience in terms of activation, preparedness, I pulled together a few of the data points around Docent's current global Net Promoter Score rests in the upper 80s, which is, I think, a really great indicator of the delta of experience that's being delivered to Docent Supported Program members and patients today. Things like health outcomes, shortened average length of stay for NICU mothers or for orthopedic TJR patients, and then actually seeing positive behavioral changes as well. As we inform our patients or members more thoroughly, as we create modern modalities for communicating resources and updates, as an example on the ortho side of the house, again, actually seeing the migration and change in decisioning from a skilled nursing facility to something like a home health option. So, just sharing a couple of these leading indicators that show when we deepen the engagement, when we're providing proactive communications, mapping your resources down to these holistic personalized profiles, the type of impact that can make in terms of the experience and the quality outcomes that a patient or a member is going to see. So with my last kind of few minutes, I wanted to take through, we've got that problem statement of what Docent's trying to solve for, the technology and the service that we've built and deployed over the last 5+ years. And now what that means, in the health plan ecosystem. And I know we've got Pete and Katie are on the bridge today, and I'm proud not just to represent Docent Health, but also represent our partnership with Sutter Health Aetna. And I think, you know, the relationship dates back to about 18 months ago, when we talked about some of the kind of the core philosophies of both of our organizations, and when the Sutter Health Aetna joint venture was getting launched. Really looking at how do we simplify the experience for our members? How do we help them feel like they know where to engage and who to engage with, and creating a sense of an ally throughout that onboarding to steady state member experience? And so I think from around the 4th of July in 2019, when we initially signed that contract, we're proud to say that the program was brought live in October. So within a 90-day ramp up period. We've actually been providing the platform not just to our docent sort of white labeled care extenders, but there are two other teams, Sutter Specialty Network, SSN, and then Sutter Shared Services, all using the same platform. So you're seeing economies of scale and efficiencies in terms of escalations and now handoffs between teams that at one point might have been a bit more bifurcated, now beginning to coordinate more tightly together. And then ultimately, as we've gotten into the beginning parts of 2020, looking at engagement data for those members that have received that full experience, and we're really excited to see, you know, shifts in terms of, you know, over half of these members doing outward engagement, follow-ups, asking for resource guidance when they're in need of assistance finding a new PCP, knowing that they've got a resource they can turn to that can be a single accountable point of contact. These are sort of where the program's at today after the first 5 or 6 months, and we're pleased to see that, you know, high-value members are engaging, that they're engaging with regularity and consistently over some of the channels we've begun to open up with them, that they're taking advantage of services that we know are important and are critical to the ROI for the joint venture, things like wellness visits. And then lastly, building agility into the platform. You know, when we originally submitted our documents for HBIR, we weren't even thinking about COVID-19 domestically. And when the word began to spread that Sutter Health Aetna might be thinking about adjusting some of the different benefits or telehealth offerings, Docent Health was there with a really robust and agile communication and coordination platform that could run campaigns and you know, in this scenario, from the first point of contact to actual deployment was less than a week in terms of this benefit campaign that went out to members. And then from that, it was text-based. You know, 1 in 5 were responding to it in the first 24 hours from the point of deployment, which, again, we think is indicative of the fact that we're meeting members where they are, communicating over channels that make sense for how they want to be communicated with, and doing so with a degree of agility that can be responsive to what's happening in their lives in the marketplace that we live in today. And we think there's value there. I will spend just another moment. We've got partners in California, of course, but also in areas like Ohio and New York that have been heavily affected by the coronavirus. And so I wanted to put just one slide in to speak momentarily about some of the ways our partners are using the Docent Health platform today. Obviously, I just mentioned with Sutter Health Aetna doing a bit of an outreach campaign over text message. We're instituting programs that manage things like triage questionnaires. We're also, I think, reaching the point where some of the more important air traffic work that we're doing is for those that maybe have tested positive and are doing, you know, at-home monitoring on a daily basis. So, you know, streamlined and scalable outreach to stay in touch with these patients to understand where they're at. And I also think, you know, beginning to transition the conversation towards follow-ups for electives that may have been canceled or postponed, right? Keeping that dialogue going so that as we get to a point where hopefully we're in less acute and urgent a situation, you know, the Docent Health platform can actually create the avenues for getting those rescheduled and restarting the dialogues with those members and patients. So again, we may be a relative newcomer into the health plan space, but I think as far as Docent Health goes, our offering has nearly 5 years of refinement on the provider side. And we believe that's fundamentally important, that we've worked with some of the most forward-thinking brands in the U.S. healthcare marketplace to unlock and map and choreograph these member patient experiences that meaningfully change engagement models at scale. And so I know we'll be opening it up to questions here in just a moment, but I'll close with, if you're looking for a forward-thinking approach that can drive stickiness, that's shown a capacity to utilize resources in new ways that influence choice and behavior that can actually help members and patients see elevated and more positive health outcomes. And that ultimately all of those can be packaged in a way that differentiate your experience. We're excited at Docent to have that conversation about how together we can quickly and effectively reimagine member experiences. So thank you for the time today. Do appreciate it, and looking forward to our question and answer session.